Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. And I was just following up. I'm in the cancellation department, and
yes.
I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yeah. I mentioned in the beginning I'm a seasonal business.
Okay.
All right? So the selling point for your company was that I could stay on the number one spot.
Uh-huh.
But I've had my Google listing for 13, 14 years.
Okay.
My type of work is seasonal, but I have – everybody calls me because I'm the only kind of guy that does my type of work.
Okay.
So I do get enough work as it already is. I thought, okay, I'll lock down the number one spot. And to make a long story short, when I was setting up the profile, and the reason why I wanted to drop out is because when I first ordered it and
mm-hmm.
was interested, they
mm-hmm.
said I could pause my Splash account during the
off season. Yes.
But with that being said, Splash offers a phone number that's different from my original.
Okay.
Phone for my business office. So once I pause Splash, that number that Splash gives me
mm-hmm.
Stops. So now the customers are calling that number and it's been paused and it's not working. So there was just a few different things that I just decided on canceling. And those are the two major ones.
I see. Okay. So a couple of suggestions, William, only because everything that you said is true. You can pause it during your off season. If you were to pause it, the call tracking number would still be working during the pause. Because when an account goes on a pause, everything stays active. It's just that
yeah.
there isn't any active programming taking place. So it's not like.
I understand that. But
mm-hmm.
when the 4 or 5 months that my business is operating,
mm-hmm.
It's not worth the money, the monthly payment for Splash for me. It's just me and my daughter and a friend.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I was trying to explain to you is that you signed up with us 2 weeks ago, okay? And in that 2 weeks, we had a client interview initially scheduled for April 3rd. They called on April 3rd and that, you know, you asked for a call back and then they rescheduled
yeah,
it
yeah.
and then they called
yeah.
on April 8th and they called on April. Yes, life happens, so I understand
yeah.
it. But in that interim, you haven't had your client interview, so we haven't even purchased that call tracking number yet. So whoever told you that, you know, you're not getting calls through the call tracking
number. I had the client interview Friday.
Oh, okay. So I don't think she finished it because she put, or maybe that's because after you talked to her, you started backing up.
It was a he and it was Spencer.
Spencer, okay. Yeah, because he put client interview call attempted. He didn't put that he had finished the process.
I was on the phone for, probably a half hour, 40 minutes. And
oh, let me ask him. Hold on 1 second, because I'm going to just ask him because I'm curious now if that was completed and he just didn't notate the account. But even so, on Friday, what they would have done is they would have set up the call tracking number to activate today and that department would have reached out to you. So with that being said, you know, with a cancellation request, the number isn't up and running yet. So, you know, you wouldn't have to worry that you had, you know, missed out on any calls there. But
he never gave me the number because the transaction, the meeting wasn't complete.
Okay. So,
I gave him authorization to, you know, to use my, to be a user on my Google account.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him the invitation, but he said he hadn't even accepted the invitation yet.
Okay.
Because I'd already decided to cancel.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So he saw that you were trying to add us as a manager, but he didn't accept it, right?
Yes, he got the management I sent to him, but he didn't accept it.
Okay. Okay.
Because we weren't finished, because I decided to cancel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just want to give you some options then, Bill, if I may, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because, yeah, as soon as we bring a client on board, not only do we block out the category, but we do the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So they start the process of all the programming until they do that client interview and they get you to add us as a manager. So with that being said, if you want to cancel it, I'll respect your wishes and I'll do it now. But if you want to get kind of the most bang for your buck and, you know, at least get your phone ringing and recoup some of that money, what I would suggest is I see that they've already applied an extra 2-week extension on your billing on the back end, which means you're paid in full until May 18th. So, you know, if it were me, I would probably, you know, make sure that, you know, that adding, and I can make sure that Spencer gets back on the phone with you to add us as a manager, goes through, so that we have time to program that listing to get on the first page so that your phone starts ringing, you know, and you can recoup some of that money. Now, come May 18th, you're still on a month-to-month program, so absolutely you can cancel it if you call us before then and you wouldn't have any further charges. But I have a feeling, especially if you're in season now, that you're probably going to want to keep it because nobody cancels on profit. And it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. Okay, so you.
When do I have to call? When do I have to cancel by?
I would say call no later than May 16th, May 15th or 16th, and that would prevent the charge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then one thing I want to mention to you just on a side note is you have two Google business profiles. I don't know if you're aware of that, but one has 155 reviews and the other one has 2 reviews. That's one of the number one things that will throw a red flag with Google is to have a duplicate. So what we could also do in that interim is, you know, get with Google to merge those two listings together so that you don't have a duplicate anymore, because at the end of the day, that will probably help you. Do you know if another company had set that up?
No, that was probably me that did it. Accident.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, good for you. You got 2 5-star reviews on it, even if it was an accident. So you didn't do a bad job on it.
and they both been verified.
Yeah, they both been verified. Yeah, I would definitely get them merged together because at the end of the day, this will hurt you unless you used a different address for the second one. The first one, it was the 63 Sachem Street, but the second one, the address is hidden. Do you know, did you use the same address and just hide it?
All right, I'll screw with that in the next few days.
Okay. Yeah, and then one option that you have moving forward, Bill, is since you said, oh, it's too much money to pay for just, you know, a couple of months out of the year, is your program does include a small budget to run Facebook ads. If you ever wanted to take those off, it would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And for seasonal businesses, that's probably all that you need during your on season is just the Google optimization, because 87% of consumers will hire off of Google, right? So, you know, with that package, it's $199 monthly. And that includes not only the first page placement on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories in the area, the mobile platform, making sure that you're coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then it includes, you know, the call tracking and reporting system and your tracking system, showing you, you know, how many clients you're getting from Google, how many are coming in. Huh?
That voice search and all that is the $200 package?
Yeah, that $200, it includes all of that. So that way, you know, a lot of people don't realize that it's a different result that you'll get from a voice-activated device or even from an iPhone or a tablet. So we streamline that for you, and we make sure that it doesn't matter if you're searched on an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, or, you know, one of the voice-activated devices, or even a regular computer. Either way, your services will be readily available to the consumer.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, yeah. So, okay. And then here, I'll text you my direct line too, Bill. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, if you have any questions moving forward, you could always reach out to me. And then I'm just trying to check with the verification department if they can verify that manager ad that you sent us on Friday is still retrievable, because you said Spencer didn't accept it. If not, I'll send you the email and I'll just have you do it again, okay?
I got to go through all that shit with the keywords and shit all over again?
No, no, no. You would just go in and you would add Local Splash as a manager again.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a note here that you have to finish the client interview, so I think it's almost done, but there's a couple more questions, so I can, you know, reschedule that. But I'll send you the information again to add us as a manager. That will be an email, the same one that you got on Friday. It'll say, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. So just follow those steps and you can get us added. And then on this end, I'll see if, let's see here. Want to look at their calendar and see if there's something of it. It's going to be a quick meeting just because they have to finish it. I have actually a 6 o'clock available, but I'll see if they can squeeze you in right now. I see there was availabilities at 4, but
No. I can't do anything
six
right now.
6 is better, right?
Listen, I can't do it until Friday.
Oh, you want me to schedule the client interview on Friday?
Yeah, we'll just take, we'll button things up on Friday.
What time?
I like the late ones.
We could do 4, 5, or 6 if you like late.
6,
on
please.
Friday. 6, okay. 6. I'm going to book out that last hour from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern. And it's probably only going to take, 15 minutes, maybe even less, but I'm only booking out the whole hour just in case their prior appointment runs over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
All right. And can you make sure that you text me your information as well?
Of course. I already texted it to you. You want to check that you got it?
Yeah, I'm going to look right now.
Please.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, and if you could go in and re-add us as a manager before Friday, that would be phenomenal. That way they can start working on merging those listings now, and then on Friday they'll just call you to finish the client interview, okay?
All right. I will get to that by the end of the day.
Sounds perfect. And then moving forward, do you want me to remove those Facebook ads and just do the Google listing, or do you want to wait until May 16th and decide then if you want to keep them or not?
Can you make a note on my file about that?
I can make a note on your file that I mentioned it to you, but they're not going to go in and remove them unless you tell us to, So it would stay at the $249 package.
Just get rid of the Facebook,
Okay, you got it. Okay, I'll remove the Facebook marketing, and then that way you should be able to still benefit from the Facebook ads this month, though. So if they're going to ask you to, like, add us to the Facebook or anything like that, don't panic. That's just because they want to use that budget to run the ads that you've already paid for. But I'll put a note on here that once those ads run out, that I can go in and remove that component for you, okay?
What about the website they're building?
So what was the question about the website? Did you have a question specifically, or?
Well, he said it was free, but he said they were going to build me a website.
Yes, they build you a website, but if I were you, since you already have a website that's attached to the Google page, I would probably... Oh, I see one, south-shore-screen.uniweb.com. Here, I'll send you this in a text. The Google listing with the 155 reviews has a website list linked to it, but the one that you created doesn't have a website linked to it. So that's what I was wondering. But, yeah, we can still build the site for you. That's no problem. But if your intention is to, you know, just try it for a couple months and then cancel, if you cancel the program, they're going to tell you to pay $49 a month hosting for the site. And I hate for you to do that if you already have a site, right? But we can purchase a new domain anyway and put it on a different domain. That way it wouldn't affect the site that you have. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty. But they'll button that down for you on Friday. I'll put that in the notes too, okay?
All righty. I thank you.
Oh, I thank you also, Bill. Have a great rest of your week too, okay?
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye.